Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
One of my young cousins is sadly one of the statistics I talk about on this program generally after the weekends. His name was Nicholas, and he was the youngest son of my first cousin, a girl that I grew up with, Monica, who's like my little sister. Monica is absolutely one of the most brilliant people you could ever meet. And she pretty much single-handedly raised two sons, Kobe and Nicholas, by herself, and these boys were stellar kids. Kobe moved to Colorado Springs to go to the Air Force Academy, and Nicholas stayed near mom because he was mama's little boy. And the two remind me of my brother and I, Kirk and myself, because I was the youngest boy, and when my mother was alive, she doted on me. The little bit I know she doted on me. I mean, she loved my brother, too. But, you know, she treated me like the youngest kid. And Nicholas was the same way. His mom doted on him. And he was cut from the cloth. What was funny, though, is Kobe looks almost like his mom, identical. And Nicholas looks like his dad. But Nicholas is the one who's really attached to his mom. Well, long story short, he's driving down the freeway in Houston, Texas. And a black truck drives up next to him and shoots him dead. 25-year-old kid. They said it was road rage. I don't know what happened. None of us do. But they have some security cameras and things like that. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But I talked to my cousin, and, of course, she's distraught. A kid is not supposed to die at 25 years old, and a mother is not supposed to bury her child. And having seen that firsthand with my grandmother having to bury my mom, it hit home. And I can guarantee you that when they find out who did this, it's going to be somebody that looks like little Nicholas, some black assailant who decided that I didn't like the way he cut me off or whatever in traffic and just drove up beside him and shot him. Two people got it on their cell phones. Got the truck, and hopefully the police will be able to track it now. But that's only one of the tragedies. I'll read this one because it was sent to me by a friend, and I put this out there for the vax Nazis because I just find this appalling. She writes to me. She says, "It's so sad. My cousin's wife just gave birth to a stillborn baby. Her work told her if she did not get the vaccine, she would lose her job. It was their main source of income. She pleaded with them to wait until after she had the baby and was finished breastfeeding. And they didn't do it." And I said, I hope she sues them and I hope she wins, because you can be guaranteed this is related. The reason why that baby was stillborn was because of this stupid vaccine. And just for those who want to know, who say, "Kevin, it's not true," here's what we have. Article. I looked it up. Pfizer trials. All injected mothers lost their unborn babies. You can go look this up for yourselves. They lie to people because they want to get everybody vaccinated, not because they want to protect us. If the Democrats and the so-called leadership of this nation wanted to protect this, I don't know if you've ever traveled. I've been pretty much, it's practically all over the world. I mean, there's a lot of places I haven't gone and may not get to go. But I'll tell you this. When I was in Japan, you could pretty much walk the streets at any time of night with no concern. I mean, there's always a bad area, but that has the littlest bad area of anywhere I've lived. In Singapore, walk the streets, no problem. plenty of security. I mean, cops all, you're unimpeded. I mean, if you want to look for trouble, it's there. There's anywhere. But for the most part, it was relatively safe. Can't do that in America. Certainly can't do it in our big cities. I've been up at all times of night in Tokyo partying. I've been in Hong Kong partying, going from, you know, bar to bar, hanging out with friends, whatever. Never a problem. I'm not saying that's my reality. I'm not saying people haven't had problems, but I look at the crime rates when I go to these places. But what's worse to me is when the government is part of it. They aren't protecting us. They're encouraging this stuff. They're releasing criminals onto the street. They're encouraging people to get a vaccine that kills babies or that could potentially do harm to a person or to short term or long term, etc. They really don't have a care. They just pretend to. So along top of the other things that I've talked about, I've got a new tragedy of going to watch my cousin, who's like a sister to me, bury her 20-something-year-old son over the government protecting him, right? Making Houston, Texas so safe. Have you looked at you? Don't even bother. Houston, Texas is on par with Chicago. There are certain wards. Houston runs on wards. There are certain wards in Houston, Texas you do not want to go. Cops don't want to go. Like I said, there are areas of Dallas I lived in, one particular area called Bonton in South Dallas, and the cops said, man, we go there to get the bodies. We don't go there to protect or to patrol. We get called in after the stuff has happened. And there are people living in these war zones. And now the government is saying, well, it's not bad enough that we can't make you safe in your community. We're not even going to let you be safe in your own body. We're going to mandate stuff. And it's blowing up. Anyway, this hour we're going to talk about the Democrats' new strategy, which is to make Trump look like he's bad. And I went over it with a poll where they go, oh, Joe Biden's first year is still as bad as it was. It was still better than Trump's. I'll ask you this. Year one after Trump, how did you think about him? What do you think Democrats thought about him? The only way a Democrat could be mad at Trump after a year was because he performed so well, it made him look stupid. That's the only thing they could be mad about. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. Kamala Harris lost it. We'll try to get into that. And oh, by the way, the most inclusive candy ever is going to get more inclusive. Rest in peace, Nicholas.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but Democrats are losing faith in Joe Biden. What a horrible first year. And here's the problem with Biden. And if you've been listening to me, Kevin Jackson, at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, specifically the radio show, you know what I've been warning Democrats about and what I've been telling you to feel good about. It ain't going to get any better for Joe Biden. It's just, year one was horrible, year two will be even worse, so much so the Democrats are going to want him gone. Welcome, everybody. Glad you're here. Year one set Biden up for failure. They remind us all the time that he didn't cheat to get in. He soundly defeated Trump and was overwhelmingly elected with the biggest population of people to ever vote for president. Now, any fool who believes that, well, I've already tipped it. You're a clown. You're a fool. But they want to sell it. So here's my question to all the vote Nazis, because that's what they are. You will believe us when we tell you he got delayed. 81 million votes, better than baby black Jesus. Okay, if you say so. But where can you go when you got 81 million votes? You were running on the most popular thing. Everybody's thought you were Mr. Moderate. Everybody's, we played a clip the other day. The guy said Joe Biden was everybody's grandpa. Well, I forget his name. He's a Republican strategist. Scott Jennings? It was something Jennings. Anyway, he said he was supposed to be everybody's grandpa, Mr. Moderate, bringing everybody together. The only mandate was to get rid of Trump, which is complete nonsense. There was no mandate to get rid of Trump. Anybody saying that is a fake. Anybody saying it is a fraud. Anybody saying it today is a fraud. It's just like anybody talking about global climate change, fraud. Anybody that says that Biden got 81 million votes, fraud. Anyone that doesn't recognize that Wu flu is indeed a disease started in a Chinese lab is a fraud. Anyone that won't admit that Wu flu doesn't kill nearly as many people as they said is a fraud. People who won't admit that Wu flu, if you caught it, you are much better off than any vaccine is a fraud. And I could go on. Fraud. And they can get mad at me for saying the truth. But you know why they write? Why they get so mad? I'm never listening to your show again, Kevin Jackson. As they still listen, I know you're out there. They get mad because they know I'm telling the truth and it validates me and invalidates them. They don't like it. They want to be right. See, here's the thing. If I were wrong, I would admit it. I don't have any pride of ownership of my opinions of something. If they're wrong, I would be like, oh, dude, thank you for explaining it. Thank you for laying it out. By the way, one of my listeners, a guy named John, asked me, he says, Kevin, do you want the experts on the show, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Malone? I said, yes. Let's all regale each other and here's what I want. The reason why I want those experts on the show is because I want them to give you the real, scientific evidence of what I was able to ascertain just with common sense. Now they're going to go into ribonucleic acids and all this other stuff. And I'm going to say, doc, while I appreciate all your intellect on that, and we certainly are of sound mind, and I appreciate the deeper dive, but I already knew. Thank you for validating my common sense. That's what we should be rejoicing, is how smart we are. We don't have to have degrees and everything to go, that doesn't pass the smell test. So Biden can only go down from here, folks, but here's what's worse. Is one, when you didn't earn it, and two, the big cheat started you twice as high as you should have been from a polling perspective. So now Biden is crushed under the weight of his pea-sized brain, his minuscule intellect, his inability to do anything correct, and it's only going to get worse. Things were already bad for Biden. He was dealing and continues to deal with multiple disasters. For example, the economy. I was going down the road over the weekend, baseball with my kid. I see multiple billboards. You know what these billboards are asking for? People.
We're an electrician's company. If you're an electrician, please give us a call. If you're a medical professional, please give us a call. If you're, you want to work at, what was it, one of the chains like, Target or something like that. Give us a call. Please, please, please. I was at a strip shopping mall. There was hardly a door I passed by that didn't say help wanted. Our largest grocery chain here in town has a thing that says doing interviews, live interviews every weekend across the entire Phoenix Valley. They can't find people. The economy sucks. Why? Welfare's too good. People are, why should I work when I got all this opportunity to get free money? Help wanted signs all over the place and no takers. And there aren't going to be any. Next, Wu flu. Already went through it. Wu flu mandates. How's that working out for Joe Biden and team? Sucking wind. Now the discussion for the Democrats is, do we bring back old Kankles Clinton or ... anybody? Will anybody step up and run against this clown? The people who cheated this man in are questioning themselves. What else? What is his other problem? He's got a horrible vice president. Maybe we'll get into her interview. Is it really necessary for me to tell you that she interviewed like she's a witch? On Good Safe Media with Savannah Guthrie.
a lady who's trying to treat her with respect. But how can you not ask her tough questions? And Biden's in big trouble, as you know, because we talked about it the first hour. He's got another big problem. Trump ain't going away. And he's still more powerful, more popular. He's still running the show. He may not be signing executive orders, but he's still getting his way. Multiple scandals, folks, that are going to resurface, especially that crackhead son of Hunter Biden and his dealings with, dun, 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 Russia and Ukraine. When are people going to start to ask why Biden would allow Russia to invade Ukraine? Is there some payola? Is there something going on? Is there something we are not aware of? When is the media going to finally get to those questions? Ask Democrats, folks. Have some fun with this, okay? I'm going to give you some. Let's make it a fun game. Ask Democrats, you know, who voted for Biden, what they think of him now. And make them answer. Then ask them, should we have stayed with Trump? I mean, rub it in. Take their faces and just put it on your buttocks and rub their heads in it. Make them defend their lunacy. You follow? Because that's what's going to wake them up. We got a lot to talk about. Biden's got, you know, think about scandals. He had a scandal every month of his administration. We'll get into that here in a bit. This story about it. We got a lot. We got Kamala Harris. We got M&Ms. We got Killing Democracy. We got Olympic athletes and a host of other things. We'll keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Computer chip shortages are getting more dire. The Commerce Department warns that many U.S. manufacturers have less than a five-day supply of chips. That includes automakers, and the growing problem could prompt shutdowns and furloughs. The chip shortage is linked to global supply chain problems during the ongoing COVID pandemic. Home prices are still soaring despite rising mortgage rates. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose more than 18% in November from a year ago. Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami leading the way with house prices up anywhere from 26 to 32%. In Texas, the average home price went from about $278,000 in 2020 to more than $388,000 in 2021. USA Radio News. The Ukrainians are preparing for a worst-case scenario regarding a Russian invasion.
Ukrainian leaders Tuesday sought to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, as another shipment of American military equipment arrived this morning. Canada has sent financial support to Ukraine to shore up its defenses. Ukraine's former ambassador to Canada, Andrei Shevchenko, tells CBC Canada his country is calm in making preparations for the worst outcome.
Territorial defense system, which is designed to absorb people, civilians who are ready to to defend the country. So I think people are getting ready for different scenarios, and we're ready to fight for every house and every street if necessary.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After many fast food chains sidelined promotions during the pandemic, some are bringing back popular value meals, but with hiked up prices, so you no longer get as much bang for your buck. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What will the unfolding situation with Russia and Ukraine do to the Biden administration? In a word, it is a disaster. I know there's a lot of words, but the key word to that was disaster. Glad you're still here, having fun with me, you old coots and you young coots. Glad you guys are with me. Oh, man, this is such a fun journey to watch because, see, we predicted it. Well, I don't wish anything bad on the United States. If Joe Biden thinks he could get it right, good luck. Good luck, you cheating scoundrel, you. But here's the problem. I already knew what was going to happen. It's like with Barack Obama. Really? You thought he was Mr. Magic Negro and he was going to make it all work. Oh, my God, he's going to pay all my bills and racism is going to go away and people are going to be kumbaya and politics can go back to normal and we can just focus on the real issues and stuff. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, whatever, white folks. I hear you. I hear you out there. Y'all are shaking your head. No, I know, Kevin. Kevin, I hate to admit it. I'm one of those. I'm one of those. I really thought that, Kev. I'm sorry. I did. I'm sorry. Kevin, you're right. I know. See, I know white people. I grew up around you. I'm not one of these black dudes that go, listen, I sure wish I could talk about white people. If only I were white, I could talk about white people. I'm not that Negro. I will talk about white people because I know you to be human beings. You're human beings. And in fact, I'm going to tell you a little secret, white people. I like you. I actually like y'all. Despite what my brothers say. They say, Kevin, you better stay away from the white devil. The white devil, he will do things to you that... Yeah, I know. He'll take me playing golf. He'll take me to eat tacos. I'm going to eat some tacos with my buddy Bob when I get back to Canada, to Florida. I'm thinking about these Canadians and their healthcare system. When I'm in Florida, Bob's taking me to a great taco place. Alfredo, he's going to hook me up with some religious stuff. We're going to try to do something together. Stu and I are golfing. We're probably going to talk about this business we're thinking about doing together. I'm going to go meet with my buddy Gary and another guy named Kevin, and we're going to go look at all ATV vehicles. I'm going to try to get Kevin to let me take one back in Arizona and try it out. I got a big agenda with all these white people down in Florida. And my black friends are like, Kev, man, you get around all them white folks, you gonna survive, bruh. Yeah, I'll be all right. Y'all don't worry about me. And we're planning a blue, by the way, we're planning a blue carpet event in Naples to defend the blue. Kevin Sorbo's there. We're going to golf. We're going to, people can bid to golf with Kevin to be one of his foursome. But we're going to have a little mini golf tournament. We're having a Defend the Blue. We're bringing in, Tom, I think his name is Tom Homan or whatever. He was the ICE director for Trump. Very interesting dude. Trying to get Bernie Kerik to come. We got, Dean Cain coming. It's going to be a great event. So you'll get information about getting tickets for that. We're going to have a blast in Naples. So, yeah, big deal. Anyway, Joe Biden began his presidency, folks, in a scandal. His party cheated to get him elected. And while they feign outrage at those of us who mentioned the big cheat, these leftist scoundrels know the truth. Don't let them fool you for a second. It is outrageous that people believe that this election was a cheat. No, it is outrageous that people don't know for a fact that this election was a cheat, or that they pretend not to know. See, that's the real outrage. But you know what? You cheated. You won. I use my finger quotes. But what did you win? Captain Demento has wrought with scandal since the coup. Because as I say often on this very program, folks, Democrats are too stupid to play their nefarious deeds out to the bitter end. And at the end of the coup, one problem remained. Biden now had to actually become president. So the Federalist wrote this article, a scandal for every month of the biggest botches and failures and mess ups of Joe Biden's first 12 months in office. He said, Joe Biden has been in the Oval Office or that weird set in the Eisenhower Building, South Court Auditorium with the green screen windows for a year now. And he's already managed to make his short presidency known for a long line of scandals, botches, and slip-ups. It's too hard to narrow the list down to one top failure, although his disgracefully handled Afghanistan withdrawal may be the most sobering, and inflation may be the one that plays the biggest role in Biden's tanking approval ratings. Really? I haven't even mentioned Bidenflation in a while and shrinkage. Shrinkflation is what they call it. Because he's got so many other ones now. But they go on. Even though Biden's mess-ups tally to far more than 12, it's not hard to remember a Biden-enabled disaster for every month of the septuagenarian's first year at the Stern or in his basement. So they talk about his radical first week, folks. On his first day in office, he signed a list of radical left-wing EOs, executive orders, including an ordering requiring that schools must ignore the biological differences between male and female students from the athletic field to the bathroom if they wish to continue receiving the money that the taxpaying citizens of those states have already paid to the federal government. So, in his first week, Jen Psaki, his press secretary, signaled the administration's plan to reinstate federal funding for abortions around the world and the reversal of the Mexico City policy and the cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline. Yeah. As Tristan Justice reported at the time, Biden's first 48 hours in office have launched a new administration with 17 executive orders, more than were issued in the first months of their presidency by Trump, Obama, George Bush, and Bill Clinton combined. And here's what's interesting about those EOs. Every one of them failed. One of the biggest controversies happening right now is with the biology between men and women. The biggest one. All these dudes becoming girls. I love it. We'd send a few little example men over to mess with the women and they can't even handle it. Little feminist. We are one. Here is roar. We are women, women. Well, you know what? We guys, we're going to send a couple of representatives over and see how y'all handle it. We're winning beauty pageants. We're knocking them out. We're beating them on the tennis court, outrunning them in track. Pretty soon, we will take over the WNBA, women's soccer, and all of it. And what's going to happen to them feminists? Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Anyway, that's just one part. So that was just that one thing. Now, what about the Keystone Pipeline? You looking at gas prices? How about that? You happy about gas prices and Bidenflation? Funding abortions. Now, you know, that's not going to be a whole lot of hoopla over that. But, I mean, it's backfired to a degree. Because there was all the people were talking about Trump. When he gets in office, man, you ain't going to be able to have your board. Nothing's really happened in that regard. So from a political standpoint, no harm, no foul. And unbelievable. I mean, you just look at the things that this man did and you measure it against the I mean, look at his numbers and his poll numbers. Anyway, February. Oh, keeping schools closed. That was the deal. So he wanted to keep schools closed. So they announced strict reopening guidelines that would keep many of the schools shut down. Only K through 12 schools in cities and areas with low or moderate virus transmission could fully reopen. Blah, 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 blah. Any transmission rate beyond what was designated as moderate required hybrid learning. And what did that do? That pissed off more parents, students. It was a year wasted. A year wasted. On the same day, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky admitted that far-left teachers unions that had worked to keep students out of school buildings over the course of the Wu Flu scamdemic had influenced when the CDC created its school reopening guidelines. So it wasn't some the science that was guiding it. It was politically motivated. So that was February. In March, he started working with corporations to create vax passports. These Nazis. These vaccination Nazis. The Post, and by the way, this is Fauci saying, no, you know, we're never going to have vaccination, you know, the mandates and all that. No, you're not going to need a travel document. Liar. Fauci the fraud. Anyway, they said they spent the month of March plotting with corporations to develop a vaccine passport system to force Americans to show their Wu Flu papers in order to participate fully in society. Here's what they said. The passports are expected to be free and available through applications for smartphones, which could display a scannable code similar to an airline boarding pass. Can you believe these clowns wanted to do that so you could just go live life freely? Unbelievable. Why we didn't scream bloody murder and get this sucker impeached is beyond me. Even the thought of it right now makes me mad. That's just for beginning. We're still not even halfway through the list. What was the next one? His social spending plan. At the end of April, he announced his America's Family Plan, a list of far-left spending priorities, many of which have become the hallmarks of his struggling Build Back Bankrupt agenda. The goal of the proposed $1.8 trillion spending spree included extending government schooling fully into preschool and 2 years of taxpayer-provided funding community college, which essentially amounts to 22 years or 20-plus years of indoctrination that we were going to fund. A lot more, folks, when we get back. Well, I want to dissect this, but I want you to understand the level of crazy and why this guy's polling where he is. And as I say, Democrats, it ain't getting any better.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Bad year for Bozo, however you want to call it. I'm thinking of the Reagan film, but bad year for Bonzo. That would be Joe Biden. Team Demented. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about Biden's scandal month by month, written in the Federalist. You can check the article there. Month by month. And here's the interesting part of everything that I'm telling you today. Biden's first year was a horrible first year. They documented 12 things that Biden did month by month that has led to the worst ratings. If they really gave you the real news, he would be the worst rated president in the history of the Republic. Bar none. But here's what I want you to understand as you listen to me talk about this. All these scandals are not going away, and Biden is already adding. If we want to talk about year two, we can already add the scandal of Ukraine and Russia, because we are now evacuating our citizens from Ukraine. We've now given Russia permission to go in. If I were Putin, just for international reasons alone, just for the optics of it, I would go in, even if I went in with the notion of, with a negotiated deal with Ukraine, just to embarrass Biden. That's where we are. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. A president on tilt, a Democratic Party on tilt, an ideology, leftism on tilt. Elitism on tilt, the New World Order on tilt, and every single piece of every single thing that they've done, issues based, is on tilt. Meaning, you know what tilt is? You play video games, pinball machines, and you hit it too hard, and you go ding ding ding, and you lose your money, and it says nope. I'm erasing your score. You were trying to tilt the machine, manipulate the thing. Well, that's what the Democrats are on tilt. They've been found out. They're manipulators. So anyway, the next scandal, and here ask me. I'm gonna tell you. Ask yourself, is this going away? This is May. More unsavory Hunter exploits emerge. Scandal follows President Biden's follows Biden's troubled son Hunter around as the country learned when the New York Post published damning information recovered from a laptop the younger Biden allegedly left at a repair store late in 2020. But further revelations about Hunter's exploit emerged in May of last year, adding to the pile, blah, blah, blah. New emails from Hunter's unsuspected laptop published May 26 by the Post show that Joe Biden met with Ukrainian, Russian, Kazakhstani business associates of his son's at a dinner in Washington, D.C., while he was VP. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me, blah, blah, blah. Other emails published by the Daily Mail in May revealed that Hunter Biden bragged he smoked crack with former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry when he was a student at Georgetown University. I guess that's white privilege. June, record-setting crisis at the southern border. I'll ask you again, is the border crisis going away under Biden? They go on, they said, in June, apprehension surged past 1 million for the fiscal year in 2021. Border crossings at the highest level since 2006 during the era of baby black Jesus. In May alone, 170,000 people were captured, marking a 20-year high. As the crisis raged, Biden's border czar, Kamala Harris, couldn't be bothered to visit the actual U.S.-Mexico border, line snapping, I haven't been to Europe. You ready for the next one? July, bragging about working with big tech to silence dissent. In July, the Biden administration bragged about colluding with big tech to shut down perspectives with which the regime disagreed. In a press briefing on July 15th, Psaki touted the administration's policy of flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. By the way, I want to add, the disinformation being spread was everything that Biden and team were reporting. So what they were doing was shutting down the truth so they could replace it with lies. They worked with Facebook and Twitter to have people removed. I did nothing to get kicked off either platform. I remain off. But see, it backfired because it gave Trump an even bigger, fully controllable audience, the email. And do you read his emails? He's obnoxious with emails, and I still don't delete him. I read some, and if it's not what I think, I just turn it off. I don't care. But when he finally puts something out that's of interest to me, I go, yeah, way to go, Donald Trump. Oh, but then we go into August, folks. You can remember what happened in August, right? Largest scale disaster on Biden's watch to date when the administration's disorganized withdrawal from Afghanistan left 13 Marines dead, thousands of American citizens and allies stranded under Taliban control. From the administration's decision to vacate Bagram Air Force Base before evacuating Americans from country to leaving weapons and equipment to fall into the hands of the Taliban, to Biden taking an out-of-touch, hollow victory lap after service members' deaths while Americans remain stranded, to the administration's ongoing decision to ignore allies still behind enemy lines, every action taken by the Biden team was a disaster. I ask you, do you think that they really expected a guy with dementia to do the right thing? These guys paid to get Americans out. They then didn't even practice any of the safeguards for supposedly fighting the virus to get them out. I saw the shots of the plane. If you want to talk about being packed in by sardines and social distancing, not a mask in sight. And thank God they didn't give them the death poke, because they would have all come over here, kissed the ground in America, and dropped dead. Holy cow. He said, Americans won't soon forget the harrowing images of desperate people trampling over each other in the chaotic race to the Kabul airport. People clinging to aircraft landing gear, falling helpless from the sky, or of a lone helicopter leaving the rooftop of an American embassy. There is blood on Biden's hands, and our allies won't soon forget it. September. Biden lies to undermine his own Border Patrol agents after a photo of U.S. Border Patrol agents on the horseback were misconstrued by Democrats and their media allies to falsely accuse agents of whipping criminals. Biden promised to make his own CBP employees pay, and the White House banned agents in Del Rio from using horses going forward. It was horrible to see people treated like they did, horses running them over, people being strapped. It's outrageous, Biden claimed. He didn't even investigate it. He did exactly what Obama did with the Professor Gate thing up in Massachusetts. He just said, oh, they acted terribly. In October, Biden's education secretary and DOJ collude with the teachers union to smear parents as domestic terrorists. September 29th, National School Board Association sent a letter to the White House asking Biden to use the FBI and other federal law enforcement to target parents using terrorism laws. And you know who these parents were? Concerned parents like you and me. You send your kids to school, you don't want them indoctrinated. You don't want them taught CRT, which is nothing more than racism. You don't want them demeaned and belittled. You want them to go there for an inspiration, to come back home and you get to quiz them. And they're like, oh, it's such a wonderful day in school, Mom. You know what happens when my kid comes home from school? He's dejected. He's like, Dad, you're not going to believe what they taught. And he'll tell me, I'm like, really? He's like, it's such a waste of time. There's nothing challenging him. And see, that's what the system wants. November, that tyrannical, unconstitutional OSHA vax mandate. After issuing a September press release threatening a vaccine mandate for private businesses with 100 employees, Biden's OSHA released an emergency temporary standard on November the 4th that would require businesses to comply by January 4 or incur fines up to $14,000 per violation. I hope those companies got every penny back, and I hope they sued. I hope they have to pay lawyers' fees and all that crap for making them go through that stuff. And of course, SCOTUS, thankfully, struck it down in January because Biden and team knew it was unconstitutional all along, but they exploited the delays of the judicial system to bully these corporations. Never mind the fact that the Biden administration had promised during the campaign it wouldn't mandate vaccines. Supply chain, that was December. Amazing. They say Biden's joint inflation and supply chain crisis, duly caused by administration's radical spending and Democrats' COVID lockdowns. Americans face shortages, shipping delays for through Christmas. Department of Labor released figures 6.8% year-to-year inflation, and I could go on. January of 2022, this is a bonus, compared filibuster defenders to George Wallace and Jefferson Davis. I gotta leave it there, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.